Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and I've just returned from a whirlwind trip from Denver to Orlando to Seattle. Like I flew a big, giant, wonky circle around America, and it was glorious. Actually, the flights were great. I flew Frontier. I always typically will fly Frontier inside the U.S., I also love Hawaiian Airlines, actually love them so much. And for my next international trip, I'm looking to go to Iceland. So I'll be flying Iceland Air, but I tend to stick with low cost carriers. I won't fly a few of those, but I fly Frontier because I grew up flying them. They were a Colorado company, actually. And so my first flights on my own were on Frontier. So they're kind of near and dear to my heart. But I'll be honest, I hacked my clothing because it's summer. And so basically I'm just wearing rompers all summer long. And I was able to stuff like rompers and maxi dresses in my soft coach bag that I got off of ThredUp, for free. And so I did not have to pay for a carry-on. Like that was it. And then I had like another bag inside my bag that I could pop out and put stuff in when necessary. So I hacked it. But anyway, this episode is all about the concept and idea of investing in yourself. I've heard this phrase used quite frequently in coaching practices, like coaches, online coaches will kind of say this. And it kind of drives me crazy a little bit for a couple of reasons, but I'm going to be honest, I'm not against investing in yourself. So we're going to talk about how to invest in yourself, honestly, without going broke, further your own personal agenda, while being aware of what other people's agendas are, and not being taken advantage of or taken for granted. This episode of Michelle is Money Hungry is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Retreat. We're getting close to the retreat. Oh my God, I'm so excited. We are going to have some amazing speakers, breakout sessions, good food. The weather is going to be beautiful. I'm starting to get really excited. And if you want to hear speakers such as Danielle Desir from the Woke Podcasting Community, she created that community. Melanie Locker, who's going to talk about taking bold financial moves as a financially single woman. Felicia Jones, who's going to talk about owning her finances and obliterating $100,000 worth of debt and changing her financial destiny. We're going to talk about all these things. So I can't wait. Get your tickets. The link is going to be in the show notes. And in fact, to get to the show notes, you'll go to michellesmoneyhungry.com/how-to-invest-in-yourself. So you'll find it there. The other sponsor of the show is Make Money with eBooks. I'm about to make looks like $1,800 to $2,000 in passive income this month with eBooks. I publish both nonfiction and fiction books. If you're looking to figure out how I do what I do, get to the course. Also, it is on sale because of FinCon. FinCon is coming like right around the corner. So there are savings codes in the show notes. So definitely go to them to save $100 on the group and VIP tiers or $50 on the self-study. So that is that. So I'm going to talk about how to invest in yourself without going broke. And you know, the other day I went onto Twitter and I asked about like what comes to mind when I use this phrase, because I had a really specific idea in mind when I floated that out there. And it was interesting because different people had different ideas. Some were talking about education, some were talking about professional development, other people were talking about self-care. Of course I yawned. I'm so tired. I'm still tired from the trip, which has been 4 days, like I've 4 or 5 days since I returned, and I'm still really tired. This is why I took a year off from events, because they kill me. Anyway, so I talked to Twitter, like my Twitter feed, and the feedback was really interesting. But I have to say that for me personally, I have both positive and negative thoughts that come to mind when the phrase invest in yourself comes up. And so I wanted to talk about this and get people empowered about what they can do to invest in themselves, and also to be mindful of how people use that phrasing to get you to do what they want you to do, like get you to take an action maybe before you're ready to take an action. Maybe you're ready to take that action in the future, but maybe not now. And by that, what I mean is spend money that you may or may not have. So that's something to consider. Let's be clear. I actually have no interest in being in your personal pockets. I do, however, want you to have a well thought out system for choosing where and how and when you will invest in yourself financially. The phrase really does kind of drive me crazy. And I do want you to just like be mentally prepared for when it will drop. And when you're prepared for this, you'll be prepared to make some smart financial decisions when making choices about products, goods, or services that you might want to buy to further yourself along or to make you feel better about yourself. So that's just something to think about. So if you're having a conversation with a person that sells a good or service, be aware that typically those conversations will lead to them pitching said good or service. They're in business. They should be pitching you, especially if you're a qualified lead for the good or service that they're selling. Now, if I am being pitched something that is way beyond where I'm at, that person may not have done a good enough job making sure that I'm qualified for the pitch. But I need for you to be self-aware enough to not be sucked in. So if you know that you are paying off debt, or just doing certain things financially, and someone comes along and they're like, I've got this $30,000 coaching program for you, and it would be such a great fit for you right now. Maybe it would be a great fit, actually, but maybe not right now. So I actually have a coaching product that I've been looking at. I think it would be good for me to take. I'm excited about it, but I don't want to spend the money on it right now. I understand that the price will go up. The price has already gone up from the time that I knew about this product, like that I've heard about this product. And the person who's running it is like, Michelle, like the price is going to go up. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's okay. It's okay because my income is going up. And so there's going to be a point, like a tipping point where the income and the timing and the energy all align. And I'm happy to pay the price that this person is charging for said good or servant. But I'm not going to be persuaded to indulge in it when I'm not ready. I'm just not. And I think that a lot of people make bad financial choices because they're easily persuaded to do a thing when it's not the right moment. And I want you to remember that most coaches or people selling goods and services have multiple entry points to goods and services. Like you don't have to jump on the highest tier. You can watch their free stuff. Like they have free workshops or webinars. They might have low cost webinars. Like in my case, I have a lot of free content that I share about my ebook, but I also, or like money stuff that I do, but I also have workshops that I tomorrow, I'm running a workshop specifically about how to market your books. So that's ideal for a person who has a book that isn't selling. Or maybe you've got a book that you're about to publish, but you're not really sure about marketing. Then that is actually ideal for you. And the link is going to be in the show notes, by the way, so you won't have to search around for that. Then I also have my courses. Then I also have my course. But with the course, it has three different tiers. And the reason why I did that was people are at different price points. And I know that because of my own personal experience. So there is a reason why I have self-study, group study, and VIP, because that allows customers and clients to come to me at the point where they're at now. And most businesses do that thoughtfully. Like there's a thoughtful process behind that. So if you are finding that you're being pitched a thing that you're just like, look, I can't pay for that right now, but maybe they have something else that you can like kind of enter into their goods and services and see if that's a good fit for you, that's the way to go. Do not do something that's better for someone else than it is for you. Never do that. You've always got to look out for number one, and that's you. Do your research. So ask about what the other client's experiences are with that person's services. Ask the person what their prices are, where they begin, and start putting money aside for them. So I know that next year I want some coaching. again, I already mentioned this. So in January, because I'm still allocating money towards debt repayment, and that should be done by the end of the fall. In January, I'll just start putting money aside for that. Like literally that simple. Do your research, do your due diligence, because most people are going to be pretty upfront about what they charge, because it helps them too. It'll either attract or repel you, or it'll just inform you enough so that you can make good financial decision. And there are a couple of different areas where you can invest in yourself. Just kind of think about that. Basically, there's self-care, such as mani-pedis, therapy, vacations, massages, the list goes on. Like you get the drift. Getting your hair done, getting wigs if you have to do that. If you're a man and you need someone to, like maybe you've lost your hair and you need like a faux thing put together, that's self-care. Education, that would be classes and courses. I invest in classes and courses every single year. Why? Because I want to learn things until I'm dead. So for me, that is something that I invest in. I'm actually looking at classes and courses moving forward that I'm excited about. I am excited about Flourish with Facebook Ads with Monica Louie. And I might take a course from Create and Go as well. I'm excited. They've got a couple of different ones, so I kind of have to look at the different ones, but I've liked what they've got going on as well. So I know that I'm going to be investing in one of those products. I also like Tila Holcomb's investing courses. So I will be really looking at investing and growing income in 2020, like moving forward. And so I may end up investing in her course as well. So there's certain things that I'm looking at now. I'm budgeting it, and it's just part of how I'm investing in myself. Finally, there's professional development, things like conferences and retreats. I just returned from a conference and a retreat. And I want to talk about how you can manage the expense for that. So if you're doing a class or course, get in when it's new. Anytime someone's starting a beta launch for their course, get in. Like get in then. There's a couple reasons why. They're going to be giving you so much great content that it's a huge benefit to you to be in when the doors first open. Also, if they have affiliate programs that they launch at that time, you can really optimize that. I started with Elite Blog Academy, actually. They have a phenomenal, phenomenal affiliate program, but I got in, I think I paid like $250 for that course. It's an amazing course. It's just so informative. Great community, actually. The community is like really, in my view, what you're paying for in terms of support and ability to share what you know and your knowledge with other people. But the affiliate program has basically, I've earned my money back for that investment 5 times over easily without trying. So you want to get in when the doors first open, whether it's a class, a course, or coaching. Pitch workshops or talks. I was able to attend Podcast Movement for free because I pitched a workshop, standing room only, by the way. Jaleesa and I did so well. We kicked butt. But we were able to attend for free because we provided amazing content. And by the way, we did. We kicked butt, and I'm convinced that we had one of the top 5 sessions of the conference. So I'm super proud of us. We rocked it, but it wasn't something for nothing. Like the team at Podcast Movement wants their speakers to kill it so that it justifies them letting us attend for free. So we brought it, we killed it, we did an amazing job. But for me, I was able to invest in myself by getting in front of people, getting accolades, pictures, things like that, showing that I'm talking in front of a crowd, and also just professional validation in terms of what I've learned and what I'm sharing with other people. It was just a great experience. And I've done it multiple times where I've been able to attend a thing for free because I brought my wisdom. So make sure you're pitching so that you can get in front of the right communities. I've also been invited to speak at an event or on a panel, and I would do these things for free, mind you, but I've ended up getting paid, and that is glorious. So make sure that when you're looking at professional development, especially when you are not flush with cash, that you look at different ways to get there. And that includes pitching a talk or being on a panel, especially for those events that still compensate you through either cash, free attendance, or both. Investing in yourself, by the way, is incredibly necessary. Like, you can't go through life not taking care of yourself. You can't go through life not taking care of intellectual curiosity, your professional development, your health and wellness, but you can't be doing it where you go broke. It makes me crazy, like I said, for people to do a thing that maybe financially they're just not there for. I'm not saying they shouldn't do it. I'm just saying that really think carefully before you make huge spending decisions when you could probably do it a little differently without going broke. Also, ask for payment plans. I've done payment plans for things, and that's how I was able to afford some of my higher ticket investments, where they were like, this is how much it's going to cost every month for 3 months. And I'm like, okay, good. I side hustled. It was paid. We're good. And then I did all the work so that I could get results. So anyway, I just wanted to quickly talk about investing in yourself. I think it's so important. I'm actually going to link the live show that I recorded at Podcast Movement to the end of this recording. If you want to get to the show notes, or if you would like to get to the show notes, go to michellesmoneyhungry.com/how-to-invest-in-yourself. I hope that you're having a great day. Make sure you join me tomorrow in the workshop. Again, it's for people who either have a book that's pretty much fleshed out or have a book that's already published. Maybe it's not selling. It's all about marketing, how to market your books, what I've been doing to grow my income. And I'm excited to see what September brings, because September, I'm going all in. I hope you're having a beautiful night. Take care. Beautiful day. And just let me know if this was helpful. And I hope that you enjoy whatever you invest in next without going broke.
Hey everybody, welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, and I'm recording live from Podcast Movement. It has been honestly an incredible experience. I can't rave enough about what Jared's team has done, the growth of the event, the experience that I've had, the people that I've met. Orlando, though, I'm sorry, Orlando, I'm not about that Florida life. I had a friend from Orlando actually laugh at me when I did an Instagram story talking about what in the next level of hell kind of humidity is going on here. I've never, ever, ever been so hot in my entire life. That being said, though, the facility is phenomenal. I can't rave enough about the Rosenshingle Creek Hotel and Resort. It's a lovely, lovely place. I think not great for August, but definitely if you have an event, a large event, I strongly recommend it. The people are wonderful. The staff and crew are great. And it's just been a wonderful place to have an event this large be hosted here. This episode is sponsored by the Money on the Mountain Retreat, financial retreat for financially single women. It will be held this October with 2 optional days. So just, you know, make sure you check out the show notes to see what the entire schedule is. There are scholarships for it as well. If you would like to support it in other ways because you're unable to attend, please reach out to me as well or donate on the landing page for that. It's also sponsored by Make Money with eBooks. If you are looking to grow your brand, grow your passive income with eBooks, make sure you grab that course. And so if you are looking to get those courses, get your book started, boom, there you go. Can't wait to share that with you. That it has been so amazing to be around all of these people, in particular around my lovely FinCon people. I love them so much. They're like family. To see Rich Jones from Paychecks and Balances. What if I get his last name wrong? That's okay. Eric Rosenberg from Personal Profitability. Sarah Lee Kane. Like, just the list goes on. Jared Easley, who runs Podcast Movement. Jaleesa, who's just the, like, she's my roomie. She was also my co-host for a panel that we did. So I'm going to talk about this experience, why it was even more incredible than I could have ever imagined, and just what happened a couple years ago that kind of affected what happened now. So in 2017, I went to FinCon and I was in Dallas and I'm having a great time. It was weirdly, bizarrely cold for Dallas, but we you know, it's always a good time at FinCon. And I'm just talking to people and learning things and checking out Deep Ellum. And it was great. But in the back of my head, I was just a little frustrated. I was frustrated because I felt like all of these people, these wonderful people that were in my life in this space, were high achieving, they were making things happen, they were changing their lives, and I was just still spinning my wheels. And it was very humbling, actually, and it was very frustrating. I was in a mastermind group with some of the following people, Talat and Ty, McNeely, several years ago, I was in the same mastermind with Rosemary Groner and several other like just high achieving people. And I would sit there and think to myself, what am I doing wrong? And it wasn't because I didn't have information. It wasn't because I didn't understand what to do. It was a lack of confidence. So during FinCon 2017, I just was like, you know what? I'm going to stay home. I need to stay home. I was still paying off debt. I think that there was some distraction with that as well. Not even think, I know. And so I decided, I was like, I am not returning to FinCon or really to any event until I have results. I made a vow. I wasn't playing around. And so I got to work and it was super hard. And one of the things I don't think I realized was I had just come out of the tail end of rebranding my website, my podcast, like just rebranding who I was and what I did. And that was a very emotional and kind of stressful process unexpectedly. It took longer than I thought it would. And I think that I really misunderstood how much energy it took to change who you are, so to speak, in a project that you're doing, like a heart project. Because I almost felt like when I finished calling my site the Shop My Closet Project, that I was shutting the door to this part of my life. And then I started Michelle Is Money Hungry, and I was opening the door to a different part of my life, right? And it was kind of a weird time. And so I'm at, you know, FinCon, I'm having a great time, and I'm just feeling like frustrated. So finally, I was like, you know what, I'm staying home. And so I stayed home, and I just kept working, and I just plodded along. And one day I thought, I'm going to try everything. I'm just going to experiment. I'm going to just see what works, see what doesn't, and test things out. And one of the things I discovered was most people won't try. Most people won't implement things. Most people won't do the work that it takes to make a project happen. A lot of people wouldn't have taken the time off that I did from conferences because of fear of missing out. I still ended up seeing quite a few people from the community because I made that a priority. So anytime someone came through Denver, I made a point to see them. Anytime they were like, hey, Michelle, we're, you know, going to be in downtown for 3 hours. Can you see me? I was like, I'm there. So I was able to still keep connections with the community by just making that a priority, right? So I didn't feel as out of the loop as I think I would have if I hadn't done that. The other thing that I did was I made sure to release targeted content before the next FinCon, because there's totally ways that you can market, sell, share, and grow your platform for a conference that you are not attending. And so since I knew in 2018 that I wasn't going to be attending, I was like, how can I still make my presence known? How can I still grow my platform? How can I still get people excited about the things that I'm working on, even though I'm not there? So the whole out of sight, out of mind adage, I decided to kind of flip that on its head. And I'm glad that I really focused on that because I didn't have a drop in people knowing who I was or reaching out to me or letting me know about projects. It basically, that kind of connection and that kind of outreach didn't change. And so that, I think, was super helpful for me because it helped me build momentum. So anyway, all of that to say, I'm now at Podcast Movement, and I want to talk about how amazing this experience has been and why. So I decided to pitch a workshop, and it was called What Jay-Z, Beyonce, and Taylor Swift Know About Marketing That Podcasters Don't. And I've pitched a number of different panels, and typically when I pitch a panel, I get accepted. Like, usually they are accepted, and I over-deliver. And it was really funny because I'm running the panel with Jaleesa, we're doing really well, and all of a sudden, there's a fire alarm in the middle of our freaking session. And the funny thing was, it wasn't even the middle, like, we just started talking. We walk outside into the oppressive humidity, and I'm just like, we're gonna lose this packed room. And it was packed standing room only. And I was like, I refuse to let go of this opportunity. Like, I refuse to let this slip through our fingers, because how often do you get an opportunity to speak to a packed room? So I decided, I was like, we're gonna go ahead and run this from outside. So we're outside, it is like 175% humidity, and I'm just running the session, and we're just rocking it. And I'm like, if I fall out, like, it's because I'm not used to this humidity, just pick me up and we're gonna keep on going. As a result of just going, we went back in once the alarm was done, and it was still a packed room. It was still standing room only. And people have been coming up to us the entire conference talking about how amazing our session was. I would like to say that I think that our session was probably one of the top five sessions of the conference. And I don't say this lightly. I sincerely believe that. I also had the opportunity to speak on a diversity panel, just diversity in podcasting, and that was just so awesome. I was a little rowdy, so definitely check out that video and, you know, kind of check out what my opinions are about that as a topic and what I think people of color and allies in this space can do to facilitate diversity, change, and so forth in the podcasting space. Okay, so that being said, you know, people, you know, it is getting rowdy over here. I've got a free coffee. I'm also recording a video, and so I'm like looking at the camera talking about the coffee. It was really good. Spotify, I'm giving you a shout out. Thank you so much for bringing the coffee shop experience, which is basically what they did. So I want to talk about why it's so important to not let moments like having a packed room slip through your fingers. I think a lot of times people don't have the presence of mind to really optimize an experience, optimize an opportunity, or take advantage of being in front of other people in order to help them grow their brand, that kind of thing. And the feedback that we got was, thank you guys so much. We have so many actionable steps that we can take after this event. And I think if you are trying to do a thing like a workshop or panel or whatever, really step into the shoes of the attendees and think about what is it you want them to leave with. Like, what kind of work can they be doing in order to change what they've been doing and get better results? So back to taking almost 2 years off and how that's been. Was that worth it? It was absolutely worth it. It was very difficult to just stay at home and work. However, I've paid off a minimum of about $56,000 in debt. I've actually paid much more than that, but I'm still in the process of figuring that out. I don't think that I would have been able to focus as much as I have if I'd been traveling as extensively as I had been before. I actually did not travel at all. Like, I didn't go out of the state of Colorado since 2017. I do find being here a little bit overwhelming a little bit. So I made sure to go to the pool and relax. And I just want to encourage those of you who are out there saying, you know, I want to encourage those of you out there who, if you're kind of dealing with the feeling that maybe you should take a break, trust your gut. I now have a course. I now have books. I now have affiliate income coming in. And all of the things that I wanted to have happen, they're happening. And they wouldn't have happened if I hadn't taken a step back and trusted my gut about what I needed to do to kind of move forward. And quite honestly, taking breaks like that, it's a season. It's not forever. maybe the event FinCon doesn't last forever, or podcast movement or whatever, but they will morph and change in the future. That's just how things work. So if you are having a moment where you're like, this isn't working for me, trust that it isn't, and do what you need to do so that you can make it work for you. I am so glad that I took the time off to re-energize, to refocus, to re-engage, to make things happen. I am looking forward to what a year from now is going to be like the results, all the stuff that I wanted for myself. And by the way, during the last 2 years, it wasn't like I didn't go to any conferences or things. I didn't pay for any, but I just would slowly and steadily I'm getting hassled right now by Dustin. Dustin from Successfully Unemployed is giving me a hard time. So I started building up successes slowly but surely, and I was asked to do different things. I was asked to be a mentor for podcasters, and I was paid to do it. I would have done it for free. I had all these different things happen and kind of a groundswell of amazing opportunities because I stayed home. By the way, the highlight of this event was that Patrice Washington shouted me out from her packed keynote during Podcast Movement. I can't even believe she did that. It was so humbling. It was an amazing experience. And I even think about it, I'm getting chills. I'm like, oh my God, I can't even believe it. And I appreciated that so much. But I also understand that if I hadn't said no to travel and to doing things that were keeping me from the goals that I set for myself, I wouldn't have had that shout out. I wouldn't have had all these people coming up to me this whole time telling me how much they loved our panel. I wouldn't have had the kind of connections that I've made during this event. I am so thrilled to be here. I've had an amazing time. I'm now heading over to the Lola Retreat. At the time that this goes live, I'll be in Seattle supporting Melanie Lockhart with her event. Thank you guys so much for listening. A bit of a ramble, but if you've had a moment in time where you need to just step away, don't feel bad about it. It's not forever. So that's it